Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this message that I have for you, short as it may be, will be an encouragement and a blessing to you. Father, touch the listeners today, encourage hearts, and lift us up through your word. Help us to walk in your word, and help us to keep our eyes ever upon you. Save that soul that's nearest the devil's hell, and I pray, Lord, let them know that if they just call on the sweet name of Jesus and repent of their sins. For you said in your word, if you would believe in your heart and you confess that Jesus is Lord, that we would be saved. And we stand on your word today, and we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, there's an old saying. It is, if you put all your eggs in one basket, you better keep your eye on the basket. In other words, if you're going to put your assets in all in one place, you better put it in a safe place. Today, never like I have ever seen, people are suspicious and they don't trust. You wonder who you can trust today. Well, today I've come to give you good news. I tell you who you can trust. And that's the Lord God, our God. And Psalms chapter 5 verse 11 says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also love thy name, be joyful in thee." This verse of scripture in the book of Psalms is telling us that if we put our trust in God, he will cause us to rejoice, and he will cause us to shout for joy, and that he will defend us, and he will make our way joyful and give us joy for our journey. I think today that as we look at the circumstances in our world and things that are going on, it's hard to put our trust in what man says. But I come by to tell you that you can put your trust in what our God says. And this scripture says, put your trust in the Lord. And that verse 12 says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him, all with a shield." God will put us, be a shield about us. He will come all around us and protect us, and we can trust in God. Put your trust in God. You know, in our money we got, in God we trust. But you know, that's just, I'm sorry to say, it just seems to be writing on a piece of paper. But we've got to put our trust in God with our heart. And when our heart trusts God, it will show up in our actions. And we don't have to live in fear. The only way that you'll have victory is that you've got to believe the word of God, because the enemy will come and lie to you. And if you believe a lie, then you'll begin to walk in fear. But when you believe God's word and you trust God's word, you can have that joy, and you can have that shield, and you can have that mercy all about you that God's word promised. I want you to try God today. Try him. Try putting your trust in him. Try walking in his word. He will give you grace, and he will give you help, and he will give you strength to do that which he's called you to do. Trust in the Lord. And one scripture says, trust in the Lord and don't lean on your own understanding, but lean on the Lord. He won't let you down. Jesus said, "I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you." He will always be with us. You can trust in the Lord. Yes, the old saying is this, if you put your eggs, all your eggs in one basket, you better keep your eye on your basket. In other words, you can't trust nobody. But I believe God can put people in our lives that we can trust, and people that love us. All the world is not wrong, and all the people of the earth are not evil. There are good people, many good people. Like God told Elijah, "I have many that have not been a knee to a false god." And I want to encourage you with that today. There are many in this land today that still love God and trust him, and I want you to be one of those who say, "I trust in the Lord." God bless you today. Lord, touch hearts, bless your people, bless the listeners, I pray, and thank you for your word. And yes, Lord, we do trust in you, Almighty God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your saving power. Thank you for Jesus, who died on a cross to save us from sins. In Jesus' name, amen.